The red carpet has been vacuumed, the lights are being set, the sequins are sewn, and the primping has started for the film industry's biggest night of the year. Almost hidden in the categories of Oscar hopefuls is one called Best Original Score. Joining me for his 10th year on Weekend Edition to talk about the nominated scores is our number one film music fan, Andy Trudeau. Welcome, Andy.
Hey, Sheila.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Moving alphabetically, by picture, this year's nominations are Finding Neverland by Jan Kaczmarek, Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban by John Williams, Lemony Snicket's A Series of Unfortunate Events by Thomas Newman, The Passion of the Christ by John Debney, and The Village by James Newton Howard. This is our third week with the soundtracks, and the only one we've not heard from is the John Debney score.
And I think we should say right off the top that all the controversies that have swirled around the film should not affect what we talk about in the music. We are really looking at music outside the film as an experience unto itself. So I was amazed at how many reviews of this soundtrack I read that really turned into commentary on the film. We're going to try not to do that here.
Okay.
Debney's an interesting character. He was an interesting choice for this film. In the industry, he really has a reputation of being a fast worker, doing exactly what the director wants. His credits, you read them, are mostly comedies and an occasional action film, so this was a real step up for him. It's hard to speak of a Debney style. He has this interesting ability to absorb a different vernacular of music and then to just re-express it in the context of the film. And in this score, he is really layering four or five different musical traditions, one on top of each other.
Hmm.
You have a traditional layer of orchestral music. You're going to hear authentic, ethnic, Middle Eastern instruments. There are choral vocal lines that are sometimes very complex, sometimes very ethnic. The percussion is often a very pop-oriented sort of rhythm. And then he's got electronics. The trick is to make the sandwich work. And I think one way he does it is all these elements are aiming in the same direction. So I've picked a cue that shows some of the different elements coming together, but the thing to keep in mind is that they're all working towards the same emotional end in the music.
Okay.
Start with strings and just a touch of voice coming in. Very traditional up to this point.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's going to blend in ethnic instruments.
Almost sounds like another voice.
But again, it's supporting the overall emotion of this cue. Now, you've really got to listen, but coming up, a little percussion rumble, and then we're going to hear a droning sound, chanting going on, very low in the mix. The percussion will be your cue. Here it comes. Now, I will say on the soundtrack album, one of the individuals noted as being among the chanters is Mel Gibson.
Really?
So we've gone from a traditional orchestral mix to an ethnic mix with religious chant underneath, and it's all been seamless. Now, when Gibson and Debney began talking about the film, Gibson made it clear he didn't want a traditional Hollywood religious score. Yet I think Debney recognized there were moments in the score that needed that big Hollywood melody. So even though the common conception of this score is one of density and complexity, there are times it's a little like coming out of a forest into a clearing with the sun coming into it. You'll suddenly break into a beautiful melody, and he just dots these throughout the score. This is one that he assigned to the character of Mary Magdalene.
Is Hollywood.
This could be Alfred Newman, the greatest story ever told. Mel Gibson worked very closely with John Debney. This was one of Debney's strengths, is that he works very tightly with the director. And there were times that Debney had a real block on how to approach a scene. The brutality of the crucifixion section really gave him problems. And it was when Gibson told him that the more horrific the visuals, the more beautiful the music should be, that Debney finally cracked the scene. And this is the music he wrote for the crucifixion. This is how film music works within the context of the visuals and extends it into your emotions. And this is what film music is supposed to do. At the very end of the score, Debney wanted to go in one direction with the music, but he says that Gibson was quite adamant that he wanted this martial feeling to the resurrection sequence.
Martial as in military.
Exactly. And I think he quoted Gibson as saying, you know, this is where the real battle begins for the souls of mankind. And so Debney wound up writing a cue, exactly what the director wanted, which Debney likened to a moral marshaling of the troops.
I wouldn't want to try marching to that.
Notice the popness in the rhythm, traditional vocal line. It's again, he's layering different traditions together.
Some of the music that's hoping for an Oscar this evening is by John Debney from The Passion of the Christ. Now let's run down the other scores nominated for this year's Academy Award, and then let's get Andy's pick. Also in the running for the Oscar statuette is Finding Neverland by Jan A.P. Kaczmarek.
The Kaczmarek is a score that really focuses on the perpetual sense of wonder that is enjoyed by J.M. Barrie as he creates Peter Pan. The scoring is light, it's transparent, there's often a dance-like feeling. Musically, this is the definition of the word gentle.
Next, one of Hollywood's most recognized and busiest composers, John Williams, for his score for Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
John Williams doesn't as much reinvent himself for each new score as I think he rediscovers things that he's done before that he can do in a different way. Except for some new themes, there is really little here that Williams hasn't tackled before. Yet he manages to keep it fresh, sounds like he's just learning how to fly for the first time.
And taking us with him.
And it's really hard to be disappointed with a John Williams score.
Continuing our recap, Lemony Snicket's A Series of Unfortunate Events, music by Thomas Newman.
Thomas Thomas Newman's approach embraces both traditional and non-traditional instruments, and he can incorporate pure sounds into the mix. His scores are musical beads that aren't really strung together as much as they're laid alongside each other. There's just a succession of different emotional and dramatic events, each of which he manages to craft in an individual manner. And the amazing thing about a Thomas Newman score is just being surprised from one cut to the next.
And that leaves us just one score, the fourth collaboration between director M. Night Shyamalan and composer James Newton Howard for The Village.
This is a classic suspense, even a horror score, with a love story at its center. He utilizes the solo violin as a key element in his music. It's music that moves from great violence to great tranquility. It's serving the movie, and again, it is amplifying, as music only can, the inner message of the film.
Okay, John Debney, Jan A.P. Kaczmarek, James Newton Howard, Thomas Newman, John Williams. The drum roll! Your choice, please.
All right, let me first say I'm not handicapping here. I am trying to pick the score that I think has the kind of musical values that will repay listening over the years. I truly believe that great film scores, the really great ones, can be enjoyed apart from the film and will have a life that will continue well beyond any watching of the movie. I'll also say this has been a good strong year. I haven't heard any clunkers among the five. I think all composers were at the top of their game. Looking them over, the one I feel that I'll be unpacking again and again and learning more from each time is Debney's. I think he has reached well beyond what he normally can do to create a score that has the kind of depth and complexity that will really live on well beyond any issues around the film.
John Debney for The Passion of the Christ. We'll be watching tonight to see if the Academy agrees with your pick. Andy, thanks for walking us through the nominees for Best Original Score for the 10th time. It was great fun.
It was. Thanks, Sheila.
For some samples of music from The Passion and a listing of Andy's top 10 favorite film scores of all time, visit our website, npr.org.